In this bulletin, public health emergencies declared in Victoria, the ACT, Queensland and South Australia. A New South Wales man charged with planning a terror attack. And in the NRL, the league's boss rejects suggestions players will face pay losses because of closed stadium games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer says the country has reached a tipping point with a recent jump in the number of coronavirus cases nationally. There are at least 300 cases and 5 deaths from the coronavirus, with people aged over 60 being more susceptible to contracting the illness. Authorities say people with chronic diseases are in a high-risk group, and the death rate for people aged over 80 is high, raising concerns for the elderly. Professor Paul Kelly says the priority is to slow the epidemic, not stop it.
We have been asked to give frank and fearless medical advice from the beginning, and that's what we will continue to do. But of course, government should take that into account with other matters, social, economic and so on.
Woolworths will introduce a dedicated shopping hour for the elderly and people with a disability to ensure they have access to essential items. From tomorrow until at least Friday, stores will be open exclusively for the elderly and those with a disability from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. The move has been prompted by panic buying across the country, which has seen many vulnerable people missing out on essential items like toilet paper, pasta, rice and tinned food. Woolworths Managing Director Claire Peters says it was a weekend of unprecedented sales and there's still a spike in demand for certain products.
From a toilet roll point of view, we will be taking roughly 7 weeks worth of sales in one day. Clearly, toilet rolls is a large cube, so it actually takes up a lot of space from our transport network, and the demand is just such significantly higher than the supply.
Access to Woolworths supermarkets before 8 a.m. will require a relevant government-issued concession card. On Wednesday, all stores will shut at 8 p.m. to allow staff to restock the shelves. Shares in Australia have dropped more than 5% as markets enter a volatile period in the face of the coronavirus outbreak. The Federal Reserve slashed interest rates, causing US stocks to fall sharply, while Asian markets also opened lower. The Bank of Japan is scheduled to hold an emergency meeting today. US President Donald Trump has praised the interest rate decision. A 21-year-old man from New South Wales has been charged with a terrorism offence, which carries a maximum penalty of life in jail. The Sanctuary Point man was arrested on the weekend and is accused of preparing or planning for a terrorist attack. Australian Federal Police say the man was arrested to prevent further planning of a terrorist attack and reduce the threat to the community. Police Commissioner Scott Lee says all extremist groups are taken seriously and particular ideologies are not being targeted.
The Joint Counter-Terrorism Team is satisfied that up until the arrest and charging of the male, there had not been a move to finalise any attack plans.
The National Rugby League's boss has urged fans to be patient with clubs as round two goes ahead with stadium closures because of the coronavirus. The Warriors are set to host Canberra on the Gold Coast because the players can't return to New Zealand without being isolated for 2 weeks. The NRL boss Todd Greenberg has rejected suggestions that players are facing pay cuts because the league can contractually hold talks if the game's revenue declines. Mr. Greenberg says many differing opinions and concerns have been raised about what he's describing as catastrophic financial situation for the game.
I mean, in any industry, in any sports industry, in any business, if the revenues don't come into a business where your costs are fixed, you're going to have a problem. That's understandable 101 business.
In football, Football Federation Australia has decided the rest of the A-League season will be played in empty stadiums. The competition is continuing despite the coronavirus pandemic, including underage contests and low-level soccer leagues. The A-League finals will be condensed into 3 or 4 week period, while the W League Grand Final this weekend will proceed. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 25. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 31. Melbourne, sunny and 27. Hobart, mostly sunny, 25. Canberra, partly cloudy, 22. Wollongong, a shower or two clearing, 22 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, much the same, 23. Brisbane, a possible shower, 27. Cairns, also a shower, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.